Nipping quietly from tree to bush, the pair stole forward, with Maudie keeping an eye on the snake and its prey, as Lug Lug watched the sky for signs of the owl. They reached the base of the ledges. Maudie stared upward.
This is going to be the tricky part, old chap, what? No sooner do we start scaling these ledges than that villain will spot us. We'll stick out like toads on a thimble.
Without warning, a tremendous din rang out from above. Asio's hooting and screeching, mingled with little Duppa's wails and the vicious hissing of the snake, Maudie began bounding up the ledges.
Come on, mate! Asio's arrived! Blood and vinegar! Eulalia!
The sandstone was weathered, soft and rounded, with no real paw holds, but Maudie and Lug Lug scrabbled up it as if their lives depended on it. They arrived on the scene in the midst of the hubbub. The owl was gripping the reptile's body in his talons as they attacked one another, beak for fang, in a furor of coils and feathers. The shrew babe was howling lustily, trying to crawl away from the conflict. Maudie leapt in. Snatching the infant up, she hurried him out of harm's way. Lug Lug circled the fight with his rapier at the ready, trying to get a good thrust at the snake. It came a moment later, when the snake lunged open-mouthed for a strike at Asio. The shrew chieftain thrust the blade right down its throat, dodging to one side as its tail thrashed furiously. The owl held it tight in his talons until he was sure the snake was dead. Lug Lug received his blade from the reptile's mouth, saluting the owl with it.
Got the brute! Just as it was going to strike you.
Asio flung the snake's limp carcass over the ledge with a scornful flick of his hooked beak.
Going to strike me? Thou must be jesting, lad. Yon great string of scales must have bit me about 4 times in all. Aye, he put up a gradely scrap, though. I'll say that for him.
Maudie was wrapping the shrew babe back in his little shawl. Concern registered in her eyes as she stared at Asio.
Are you quite sure, old lad? That filthy rotter got his fangs into you 4 blinking times, what?
The owl blinked.
It were either 4 or 5 times, I weren't counting. Still, yon worm's slain now, and the babby's safe. That's all what counts, lass.
Asio's legs seemed to buckle. He wobbled a pace or two, then squatted down, his head nodding forward as he watched Lug Lug cleaning off his blade.
Woohoo! I feel right tired out. Happen I'll need a little nap before we carry on back home.
He winked lazily at Lug Lug, then chuckled.
Ya great pudding-head. Yon worm weren't no adder. It were nowt but a grass snake. I'm a right, weren't I?
Putting his rapier aside, the shrew knelt alongside Asio, patting his wing gently.
Aye, mate. You were right. No doubt about it.
The owl's eyes were blinking rapidly as he turned to Maudie.
I may forget 1 or 2 things, but when I recall them, I'm always right, eh, lass?
Still holding the shrew babe, Maudie hurried to Asio's side. However, the great yellow eyes had fallen shut for the last time. The hare maid knelt, pressing her face against his downy cheek feathers.
My poor old brave muddle-headed friend, you've earned a perilous warrior's rest. Sleep well, Asio Bardwing.